Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. We're in the book of Acts, chapter 19, at the beginning. And while Apollos travels to Corinth, Paul comes to Ephesus and he runs into some disciples, or what he thinks are disciples of Jesus. But come to find out, they're not disciples of Jesus, but rather disciples of John the Baptist. They didn't know about Jesus or the coming of the Holy Spirit, and it looks like Paul gets to share the gospel with them. So Paul tells them about the one John the Baptist told them to be looking for, Jesus. And they immediately put their faith in Jesus, they're baptized, and they receive the same sign of the Spirit's coming that we saw when the gospel was preached in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and now the uttermost parts of the world. Now, here's what I want us to see and apply to our lives. In the lives of Apollos and these disciples of John, there was something missing, something incomplete. Both of these groups were caught in a time of transition between the Old Covenant and the New Covenant. But what both Aquila and Priscilla and Paul wanted for Apollos and these disciples was for them to know that believing in Jesus brings empowerment for today. And they wanted them living in the fullness of all the gospel affords to us. That's the truth of this passage, that when you look to Jesus as your hope, as the King, as the Savior from your sin, as the one who's borne your punishment, when you cast yourself upon Him, when you turn from your sin and turn towards Christ, it's not just life after death that you receive, but you also get the precious gift of the Holy Spirit, who produces the life of Christ in you and through you. And this is where I think many of us in the church are a lot like Apollos. We may know a lot of things about Jesus and the Bible, and even trusted in Him as our Savior, but do you know about the fullness of the Spirit? Do you live in the fullness of the Spirit? The fullness of the gospel says that Jesus overcame death and the grave so that you could have abundant life right now through the presence of the Holy Spirit. You didn't receive the Holy Spirit as a deposit on your life for God's sake, as if He needed you to show Him a Holy Spirit receipt. The deposit is for our sake, so that Jesus can produce in you and through you fruitfulness, which is the evidence to the world that you belong to Him. And it's attractive and sometimes repulsive, but it's never neutral. When you pray today, pray for Sam Jordan and his family, our missionaries in Jordan. Also pray for the tree broadcast in the target area of Ghana.